Hi, Duchess. Today is the 9th of February, 1969, and I started to make this tape. I got just a little bit through it, and I realized it wasn't recording correctly, so I had to stop it and start all over again. I had it going too fast or something. Anyway, let's see. There's a few things I want to tell you about before I get into this week's activities. And this has been a real hell of a week. From beginning to end. Today is Sunday, and I'm supposed to be off, and pretty much I have a few hours off anyway. Let's see, this past Thursday, I had an all-day club directors meeting with just the clubs in my area. That's Socktrain, Vin Long, Canto, and Vong Tao. And I held it here at Canto at the Tiki Hut Service Club. And it was very good. I mean, I had a full agenda, and everybody showed up. And Betty came down from UCV, and I was basically pleased with the meeting. But when Betty came down, she brought with her all the mail that I have not received since I've been here. And I came here about the 21st of October, and since that time, I have not received one piece of mail prior to Thursday. And funny, because that same day, Duchess, a letter came from you that was addressed here to DMAC. The other letters were addressed to UCV, and I knew there was one or two, I think it totaled three or four letters at least, from you. And so that was a sheer delight for me. In fact, Thursday night, all I did was sit and read mail. I also had the letter from Ruth Matson. You should have opened that, Duchess, and read it. It was very interesting. It was very sad and very comical all at the same time. Ruth had written about six or seven pages, typewritten, and she wrote the letter, like, to everybody, you know, and then on the end she attached a little note just to me. But she was telling us of the past, I guess, 6 or 7 months since she's been away from Korea, how hard she's been trying to get a job in special services. And because of the, government freeze and what have you, she has written all over, well, at least the West Coast and Midwest, because I think those are the areas of preference for Ruth, trying to get a job. You know, Ruth has had years and years and years, Duchess, experience, and she's totally efficient, you know, almost too much, but, and yet she says that it's not what you are, or what your background is, or your experience. Again, it's who you know, and where they are, in what positions, you know? So I felt very sorry for her, because she has spent an awful lot of time applying to many, many people. Ruth, I'm sure, knows all the important people, and yet she still has not been able to get anything like an 8, a 9, a 10, or 11, or 12, and Ruth has been an 11 for years. But she's willing to take a lower grade, you know, just to get a post position is what she wants. So, anyway, it was very good hearing from Ruth. Oh, I think I'll stretch out on the bed, get more comfortable. There you go. I must try and get a letter off to her. I would like to make a tape to her, because it's easier for me, except I don't think she has tape equipment. I don't know for sure. What else? And I had that card from Pat. It was a birthday card. And I do remember the message about an Omega watch. I'll try to keep that in mind. The PXs don't have a great deal of anything around here. Not really. And I don't get, you know, into Saigon. If you hear some noise in the background, Duchess, I think they're building something or repairing something just outside my door here. I also had received a package that Chocho had sent. It arrived shortly after I left UCV. So when Betty told me there was a package, I asked her to open it, and she did. And it turned out it was a good-sized box, Duchess, and inside it had, six or eight boxes of candies, you know, gumdrops and things. And it had a couple of boxes of Fig Newtons, and it had a lovely bracelet. And had sent it for my birthday. And so when Betty saw the candy, you know, She says, oh, whoopee. So they ate about half of the stuff before I even got to see the box, which was all right. I mean, I told them to, you know, pass it around once and put it back. But she said everybody enjoyed it and so on and so forth. She did save me a couple of boxes of candy, which I still had to leave up there in my desk drawer because I didn't have enough room in my suitcase. I had my arms full when I came back. I carried back my pillow. You know, I have a nice soft pillow, and it's been in my footlockers up at Long Bend. And the one I have here has not been comfortable, so I carried it back. Plus, I bought a few other things, not too much, but little things. I hate to be split, you know, half my things up there and half down here. Let's see. Now, I got this big, long story to tell you that really has been a mess, a complete and total mess. I was trying to think of any things in your letter. There were so many things you had mentioned in a number of the letters. In fact, I saved them because I wanted to reread them. Oh, and darn it, I have a card from Don. I forgot to read it. Don sent me a card and a little letter in it. And I'll be damned. I opened it the other day when I was with some people someplace, and I thought, well, I can't read it now. And I put it in the bottom of my pocketbook, and do you know I've forgotten about it until just this moment? And that was 3 or 4 days ago. And this is what happens sometimes, even when I write a note or make a tape, you know, I put it in my pocketbook, and I just forget to mail a silly thing. I feel real badly. I have to read Don's note. I started to, and then I put it away. But he sent a very nice card. Okay, let me tell you this whole big mess that just, oh boy, this past Monday, what was the date? Today's the 9th. It had to be the 3rd, right. I got a call from Vin Long, and it was Barbara Gilbert, who was the club director there. She called, she was practically in tears on the phone, and she said, Ann, I need a transfer right away. I said, Barbara, what's the problem? And she said, oh, I can't tell you. She says, it's very involved, she said. So she put Alice on. Alice Pierce is the program director. All this racket going on behind me. Jeez. Anyway, I'm trying to cut some of this down so it doesn't get drawn out. What the problem is, Duchess, is... You hear that noise? Well, somebody's scraping on the door. Nothing like peace and quiet. Anyhow, there's a personality problem here. Barbara has a very peculiar background. She was... I don't know if she's an orphan or not. Her parents probably are still living, but she was deserted by her parents, so to speak, when she was 4 years of age or something. And she was raised by these people, Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert, who were not very fond of her. The man used to beat her a lot, you know, and the mother had no use for her and all this. And it was too bad because the girl has never experienced any normal family life, any normal love or attention, this kind of thing. And when she was 16 years of age, she went into a convent, and for 4 years she was in the convent. And then just before she took her last vows, I guess, or whatever, she came out when she was 20. And then she has worked in different recreation programs, and she worked 2 years with the Red Cross in the psychiatric wards, helping patients. Most of them were patients coming from Vietnam. This was more recent now. And then from that, she said she came into this job. Well, this is Barbara's background, so to speak, but it's not everything. So what has happened here? This gal that she works with, Alice Pierce, is a very, very nice gal, a very sophisticated gal. You know, her father's a doctor. She's traveled all over the world and things like this. And I like Alice very much. We've had a few chats. And I like Barbara, too. But Barbara has taken a very close attachment to Alice, extremely close, to the point where she has a tremendous love for Alice, simply because Alice has paid attention, given her time and attention when she's needed it. Alice has been probing on her own, you know, like all amateur psychologists do. And what has happened is this whole problem has blossomed, and now it's to the point where Alice can't handle it. In fact, she's frightened because she feels Barbara is in desperate need of psychiatric treatment. And of course, when they live this close and work this close, and they're the only two girls on the whole base, so that makes it very hard. And Barbara has taken it upon herself to write letters to Alice. And mind you, they live Dutchess and work together. I mean, there's hardly a couple hours in the day that they don't, that they aren't together. But Barbara has written down all her feelings, you know, her fears and her frustrations and her closeness. So anyway, this all came about, and we talked about it. They called me on Monday, I guess it was late morning, and I got the first flight I could from here, Canto, which, well, I had to wait around for hours. I didn't get there till about 5:30 in the afternoon. And from about 6 o'clock to almost 3 o'clock the next morning, I sat and I talked with Alice first, alone, talked with Barbara alone, and then with the two of them for several hours. It was a real strain as far as conversation, because Barbara was very upset that, she was upset for one thing, that I knew about this, and Alice forced her to call me and tell me, you know, Alice said, you have to tell Anne about this, because she feels that Barbara has not experienced anything normal in the years from 16 on, you know, in fact, even before that. And what brought this to a head was there was a couple of officers, junior officers, I think they were captains, in the night before, this Sunday night, and Barbara had a little bit too much to drink, which she usually doesn't drink much at all. And a lot of true things come out. I mean, Barbara gives a false picture, Dutchess, of her whole life, she tells me, is nothing but recreation. You know, she wants to be in particularly in service clubs now. She loves it. She thinks it's great. And that's all she wants to do is do things for people, help people, you know. And this is abnormal as the whole existence. And so she was telling me that all she wants to do is help people, you know, and this kind of that. She's petrified of the dark, absolutely petrified of the dark. She's has called out night after night for Alice, you know, because Alice is there. She has a number of small fears. But in her letters that she wrote to Alice, she explains that she is, some days she just shakes, she's so petrified, she's scared, you know. And a couple of weeks ago when I first came, oh, this is a little longer than that, about a month or so ago when I first came down, we went to an orphanage in town to see the youngsters with the chaplain. And Barbara mentions in her letters there to Alice that this was the first time she had ever held a child in her arms. And it gave her a funny sensation, I guess, strange to her. And this is the absence, the void of any attention at all, you know, in her life. And she's only beginning to experience these close relationships. And, of course, the relationship with here's another odd thing. Barbara has been engaged 3 times. And I asked her if she was in love. And she said, well, yes. And I said, well, what is love? And she said, oh, it's something that grows on you. She says it's a companionship that develops as you mature in life. And I said, well, I don't think it usually hits you that way, Barbara. It hits you like a ton of bricks, you know, and you feel this is the whole thing and this is the person for you and all this stuff. Anyway, I don't think she's ever experienced love, Dutchess. Now, a lot of this is one-sided in the sense that it was Alice and Barbara telling me. And Barbara went along with all this. I mean, she agreed to a point, but I think like these romances, maybe there was more to it that we don't know about. You know, I think that there's a great deal here we don't know about. So anyway, it's very serious because Alice should not be subjected to this. Barbara's taken a tremendous closeness to Alice, you see. And she thinks Alice is the most important person in the world to her right now because she has, for the first time, been sharing some intimate thoughts. Alice is afraid that if another episode took place like Sunday when Barbara got drunk, she started to say things like, I hate people, you know, and I hate my job, and I hate me, and she doesn't know who she is. You know, she has a lack of identification with herself, and I don't think she's very happy at all with herself. And she hasn't really had a normal experience. She's almost petrified of men anything normal. She's all right in a group, you know, but a one-to-one relationship, she's scared. And in one of the letters, she mentioned that she had according to her, Duchess, this was the first time in her life she'd ever experienced any, not experience, but not physical experience, except within herself, a physical experience within herself, a stimulation, a sex drive. And she said she almost ran out in the street and attacked one of the GIs. Well, this is very serious, you know, and it's a shame because Barbara is 26 years old, and here she's having these feelings, these emotional feelings are coming out, probably for the first time in her life. Now, I can only assume this because this is all the information I have. So, anyway, oh, this is almost running out. I tell you, I do have a gift for Gab. I'll watch it and then I'll turn it over. Anyway, this would have to come up in my sector, right? I mean, in my area, which is no big thing. In fact, I'm just as pleased it did. But it's unfortunate to have any kind of illness or problems over here in Vietnam because there just isn't time or room for them.